Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Jagler is with us, and Jags was on the call with Charlie Slows last night of the Nats at Citi Field. Another gem from Mackenzie Gore, and nothing to show for it after the bullpen blew the game late, 4-2 lead when Gore departed. Jags, how do you make sense of the 5-4 loss to open the series?
Yeah, that one, you know, obviously I've done a lot of games over the years. That one I didn't sleep well on. I was not happy leaving the ballpark with the way that one went, because you felt like the Nationals had so many chances to win, and the things that prevented them from winning were self-inflicted, whether that was outs on the bases, you know, missed opportunities. And I think in particular, you know, Jose Ferrer has been pitching very well. He had 12 appearances without allowing an earned run, and he was just dealing last night. He strikes out the first two batters. He has Marte 0-2, and all of a sudden got cute and ended up missing with a couple of changeups. And all of a sudden he walks him to get to Soto. And at that point you're going, oh no, you can't walk that guy to get to Soto. He gets Soto 0-2 on a couple of 100-mile-per-hour fastballs and then hangs a slider and gives up a bullet, and the game turns from there. So it felt like the Mets didn't as much come back to win that game as the Nationals really helped them out. And that was frustrating, because with the way Gore pitched and the early offense they had, great night from CJ, that's a game you need to win. Especially to start that series on a winning note and give you a chance to win the series with a win tonight.
Yeah, Jags, you mentioned C.J. Abrams, where I wanted to go. Encouraging signs for him last night. On base his first three times, then got hit by a pitch. So, you know, traffic, that was good, right? Some good signs from him last night?
Yeah, I mean, much needed. He had been in a rut, and it always coincides with C.J. on his chase rate. And he's just been chasing at a really, really high rate. And he's a guy who can do damage when he chases pitches. I mean, he was in the MLB Network studio yesterday, and they're showing home runs that he hits on pitches that aren't near the strike zone. But in general, you're not going to be a successful big league hitter swinging at those pitches all the time. And he had just gotten so swing happy that he was getting himself out. Yet last night he was back in the zone and hitting the ball to left field. I mean, when he hit that home run in Baltimore, that kind of was the culmination of his really hot start, hitting the ball with authority the other way. He got back to that last night, hitting that line drive home run to left center. So hopefully that'll carry over to tonight, and he'll be on that surge. We know he can be very high and very low. He had been down low. Let's hope he can get back to high.
Jags, Andres Chaparro is going to get his first start tonight. Was able to debut for the season last night. Went 1-for-1 off a lefty. They're saying this isn't going to be a true DH platoon, but Bell's 2-for-39 off lefties. Chaparro's 1-for-1 and rakes off of them in the minor leagues historically. Why shouldn't it be a platoon?
I mean, I think the proof will be in the pudding. I mean, it would shock me if he's not in there against left-handed pitchers every time, because this lineup is so left-handed. You know, unless there's going to be a day where you want to rest Nathaniel Lowe. I mean, he hasn't basically had a day off all year except for the one series where he was sick in Miami, and you wanted to play one of those guys at first base to start the game. But to me, Chaparro is only here to play against lefties. So he's going to be in there tonight against Peterson because, I mean, I've never seen a lineup so left-handed heavy. When they had the last West Coast trip where they had nothing but left-handed hitters, Chaparro gives you a little more lineup balance, and that's a good thing to try to at least create some favorable platoon matchups against left-handed pitching, both starters or relievers, because he's also a pinch hitting option late, as he was last night when he doubled late in the ballgame.
Preview this one tonight with Jake Irvin on the bump.
Well, you know, Irvin's been interesting. It's a weird season for Jake. He'll have these really dominant starts, then he'll have starts where he doesn't have strikeouts, but, you know, finds his way through. We know that Jake is going to compete, but there's something about the matchup against the Mets. I mean, he has had three of the best starts in his career against the Mets, including the one earlier this season. Three times in his career, he's pitched into the eighth inning against New York, and he's only done it four times overall. So I think this lineup brings out the best in him. It seems to be a good matchup. So they'll need that, because on the other side, David Peterson has been historically a very bad matchup for the Nationals. He's pitched 12 games in his career against the Nats. The Mets are 11-1 in those games. So the Nationals have not found a way to beat this guy. They need to, with Irvin giving them a good start tonight.
Yeah, interestingly, his strikeout rate, 7.5 per nine last year, 5.7 per nine this year. But more importantly, ERA is down to 4.02. So we'll see if he can kind of sustain. I think his FIP's about 4.5, right about where it was last year. Dave Jagler,
yeah,
Charlie Slows.
That's so weird, because, you know, there are these games where he can pitch effectively without strikeouts, but you think at some point he's going to have to find a way to get that back toward the 7.5 that he was last year.
Right. If nothing else, just to wiggle out of some jams when he's in the soup a little bit to help him out. Dave, thank you, buddy. We'll be listening tonight.
All right, guys. Always appreciate you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.